Jason Myers with a 42-yard field goal try on the grass far hash. Good snap. Ball put down. The right footed kick is up. End over end. It is good. Seattle has won in overtime. 27-24.
And there you have it. The Miami Dolphins can pop the champagne as long as they're still alive. And I think they may be dead before another team ends up going undefeated in the National Football League. Of course, Patriots were close. Did anybody really think anybody's going to go undefeated in the league this year?
No.
Actually, I think there were some people who thought the Patriots would.
Yeah.
I never bought that. I knew the Niners are really good, but I thought Seattle would win last night.
There's too many teams in their division that could trip them up. There was no way I felt the 49ers were going to go undefeated.
No. Seahawks find a way. Russell Wilson, I'm telling you, he's so good. He's so good. He's the MVP of the league right now. I mean, if I had to vote, it'd be him. They are 8-2, the Seahawks. The 49ers 8-1, and now Seattle has a head-to-head right now on the tiebreaker. Niners, I still think, are legit. I was hearing so many people on Sports Talk coming back from Norman talking about how the Niners, I think I'd take the Packers, I'd take the Cowboys, they took like six teams over the Niners. They said, the Saints. You take the Saints? Yeah, I don't care if the game's in San Francisco, New Orleans, the Saints. Saints just got beat by the Falcons at home and scored 9 points.
Yeah.
The Saints aren't all that. I mean, they're good, don't get me wrong. But the Niners, their defense is really good. It'll travel. The question is Garoppolo and if he can make enough plays offensively. And the Niners are legitimate. There's no question. Am I going to pick them to be in the Super Bowl? I don't know. I mean, I had the Cowboys before the season. I'm not feeling great about that. I had the Chiefs before the season. I'm certainly not feeling good about that right now. But I'm not going to say that it can't happen. You know, I know you yesterday said that you're not even thinking about it and you got to get back. They got to prove something to you before you can get back on the bandwagon of whether or not the Chiefs are a team that can make it to the Super Bowl. I'm not that way. And here's why, because I'm not going to overreact to one or two games. I mean, you're 6-4. There's plenty of time to correct the ship. Now, I'm not enthralled by the rush defense. Don't get me wrong. But they proved they could defend the run against the Vikings. So there is the capability there to do it. And you do wonder with Chris Jones and Frank Clark on the field at the same time, they're better off with one of those guys not on the field, which is interesting. And Kalen Saunders only had 13 snaps the other day. And him and Nadi have been doing a good job against the run. Now Clark is back, and next thing you know, Sanders isn't playing nearly as much. And so I think the Chiefs can fix some things. You know, yesterday I got excited about how really, the main thing I got excited about was that the defense gave up 7.6 yards per play. And I heard Sports Talk in Kansas City yesterday a little bit, and there were some callers going, yeah, your defense, they did all right. I'm like, no, they did not do all right. Just because you look at the yardage and go 371 and go, well, that's not as bad as normal, you got to consider how much time they were on the field. They were hardly on the field at all. And nobody on Sports Talk yesterday that I heard mentioned anything about the time of possession and the fact that the defense only was out there for 22 minutes and gave up a ton of yards and 8.7 yards per carry. But having said all that, this defense last year was brutal, and they were a D-Ford offsides penalty of being in the Super Bowl. I mean, think about that for a second. This defense was so god-awful last year, and they could never stop anybody when the Chiefs had a two-score lead. They couldn't keep it that way. It was that way every game last year. This year's basically the same thing for the most part, except Mahomes got hurt for a couple games. The offense isn't quite as sharp as it was last year. Too many fumbles and more penalties, and their special teams isn't as good. So that would all lead to say, well, Wade, what are you talking about? Dusty's jumping on the bandwagon. You just added to his argument. Yeah, but there's still six games to play. There's time to fix these mistakes, okay? And so I'm not jumping off the wagon saying the Chiefs are not a Super Bowl contender. If they play like they did against the Vikings defensively, and by the way, the Vikings aren't chopped liver.
No.
They're 7-3 for crying out loud, and they beat the Packers, I believe, and I don't know if they beat the Packers or not, but they beat the Cowboys in Dallas, and Dallas is a good team. Minnesota's a very good football team, and if you can beat them with a third-string quarterback, and you can slow down, and they have one of the best rushing offenses in football, then I know there's a chance that the Chiefs can do things. And yes, I'm not really thrilled if the Chiefs have to go to Baltimore. I'm not thrilled the Chiefs would have to go to New England. But if the Chiefs go to Baltimore, New England, and get the ball first, and go down and score a touchdown, and they're up 7-0, okay, now they got a chance. Because even if the defense gives it right back, you know, Baltimore didn't exactly slow down the Chiefs' offense earlier this year. Last year it did. This year the Chiefs' offense did much better against the Baltimore defense. So as long as the Chiefs, you know, don't get down, it's because the Chiefs can get down 14-0 and people say, well, the offense can overcome all that. That's very true. The offense is not the problem. The problem is you get down two scores, will the defense ever get you a stop? That's the problem going down 14-0. Most teams, when you're down by a couple scores, you say, well, you can't get down early because we don't have enough firepower to come back. It's the opposite with the Chiefs. It's that you can get down and come back because your offense is good enough, but you can't score 14 points on one possession. So somewhere, somehow, your defense has got to get a stop. But if the offense goes out and scores right off the bat, 7-0 in Baltimore or in New England in the playoffs, wherever it is, and then the defense gets a stop and you get a field goal and you're up 10-0, now you really got a great chance of winning the game. I don't care if it's the AFC title game, AFC divisional game, the wild card. The flip side of it, of course, is that your offense gets off to slow starts, as it has at times this year, and then you're down 10-0. Now how are you going to overcome that if your defense can't get a stop? And then the other team can just grind it down. You're behind. They can limit the possessions, and the Chiefs will be on the other side of that with only 20 minutes of possession time. I understand the pitfalls that the Chiefs have, but I'm not going to overreact to one game because they lose at Tennessee. I'm not going to look at this team and say, well, they can't make a run to the Super Bowl. This happens every year. There's a team that midway through the season you won't think is going to make a run. And they do every year. The Philadelphia Eagles last year were 6-5 and dead in the water. Mm-hmm. The Eagles were one play away. They should have beat the Saints and been in an NFC title game. The Eagles were that team last year. They had issues. They're coming off winning the Super Bowl. And people are like, what's wrong with the Eagles? And the Eagles figured it out. And Nick Foles, they were better off with him than they were with Carson Wentz. And they made a run in the playoffs. They won the first game, and then they snuck into the playoffs, but they got hot late in the year. I heard my buddy Serene Petro say yesterday, and I think it's a valid point. The Chiefs really haven't had a sense of urgency in their division for the last couple of years. There was a sense, well, there was last year, I guess, because the Chargers are coming after them. But then the Chiefs played good enough to win at the end. They blew the game against the Chargers, but did enough at the end. They now have no room for error because the Raiders' next two games are against the Jets and the Bengals, and those teams are awful. And so the Raiders could easily be 7-4 coming into Kansas City on December 1st, and the Chiefs, the best they can be is 7-4 if they beat the Chargers in Mexico City. So if the Chiefs win the game against the Chargers, they're 7-4. You know there's going to be all kinds of urgency to beat the Raiders head-to-head at home. Sure. And if they get that game, now they got to go to New England, then Denver, Chicago, and L.A. The Chiefs know they don't have a lot of room for error. And I am still convinced. I am convinced, and I feared this on Friday of last week. I am convinced the Chiefs' defense let down, thinking we don't have to be as good because we got number 15 that's going to score another touchdown or two compared to Matt Moore. We're going to open up the offense. We're going to score 40, and we're going against a backup quarterback. I think the Chiefs' defense had a letdown. Now, maybe that's just how bad they are. It very well could be. They have shown a few signs here this year of making some improvements, something I did not see last year. And no, it is not Bob Sutton's fault the Chiefs are not good defensively this year. But if you look at the overall statistics, the Chiefs' defense is better in every ranking compared to last year. The problem for me, though, is you give 8.7 yards per carry to a below-average offensive team that only had the ball for 22 minutes. There have to be some changes defensively to adjust after that performance against Tennessee. And special teams definitely has to get better because this offense can't do everything. It can't cover for a bad defense and a bad special teams. There's no way. And it covered for a bad defense last year and have a D Ford offsides penalty of being in the Super Bowl. So when people sit here, and I'm not criticizing you, but when I hear you say, well, I need to see something to get me back on the bandwagon, why are you jumping off? You're jumping off because the defense isn't any good? That's no different than last year. That's no different last year. Now you could argue the special teams is worse, so maybe that's why you jump off the wagon. I'm not going to jump off the wagon because the special teams isn't as good, because I know there's time to fix that. So, and I also know Mahomes wasn't exactly, and he had great stats the other day, but he missed some deep throws. He was a little bit rusty. He's not nearly as mobile. Once he gets a little bit healthier, that's going to help the offense. They're also, the sky's always falling when you lose a game. And I wasn't happy yesterday when we talked about this game when the Chiefs lost to the Titans. But once again, you have to stop and think for a little bit. They're missing their right guard and their left tackle. And if you don't think Eric Fisher is a big improvement over Cam Irving, then you haven't been watching the Chiefs play football. So Eric Fisher and it sounds like Tordif are going to be back on Monday, next Monday, in Mexico City against the Chargers. That makes a wealth of difference.
Sure.
So suddenly now your offense starts clicking like it was last year. Now you're a front runner, and you're scoring touchdowns instead of field goals. And so now the defense, honestly, doesn't have to be great. As we said all along, they could be about what they were last year, but you're hoping they're being a little better. Statistically, they are, but they've had those games where they just look horrible against the run, as we saw the other day. So there's reason there's reason to be pessimistic. Don't get me wrong. And I guess I'm just a little bit more optimistic than Dusty is on this one because I understand what he's seen. But we also just saw 2 weeks ago they beat the Vikings at home with a third-string quarterback. And so we immediately then say, well, they got to show me something. Well, they showed me something against Minnesota at home. They totally did. Now, did they show me something against Tennessee? Well, I like the fact that they can 23 seconds go get in field goal range. You know, if you don't fumble the ball and have a touchdown return, you probably win the game despite your bad defense. Because that changes the whole game. You're up by a touchdown, maybe two in the second half. Now Tennessee's not probably running the ball, and you can pin your ears back and rush the passer. So there are so many things the Chiefs – I know other teams have injuries, but the Chiefs, you know, the other day they were down to the final offensive lineman for crying out loud and still scored 32 points. There's reason to be optimistic that the Chiefs, despite their defense that certainly had their issues of the day, but if you all you got to do is go back to last December or January, actually, the New England Patriots were the best team in the AFC last year, apparently, and the Chiefs were an offsides away from winning that game despite how bad that defense was in the second half. Now, can the offense play like they did in the second half against New England down the stretch here? Absolutely they can, especially when you bring back Fisher and Tardif, you're going to have a better offensive line. There's no doubt about that. And they've got everybody healthy offensively for the most part. And I think when you get Tardif and Fisher back, you're going to run the ball better. And I think Damian Williams is starting to find his stride a little bit. But, of course, the $64,000 question always has been for the Chiefs the last few years is, can that defense do enough to win? And I agree with Dusty there that I am not going to jump on the wagon and say the defense is going to save the day. I'm not going that far. But I'm not going to jump off the wagon and say, well, the Chiefs can't make a run or they can't make the Super Bowl or they won't make the Super Bowl. I'm not going to say that now because it's week 10, 6-4. If the Chiefs go out and win their final six games, which I don't think they're going to, but let's say they do, now all of a sudden everybody's on the wagon. Well, we're 12-4, same record as last year. The defense is showing improvements. Mahomes is playing lights out. He's the MVP again, and all is well. Everybody's going to forget about Andy Reid's clock management. People are going to forget about the defense giving up 8.7 yards per carry against Tennessee because we always tend to overreact to whether it be a win or even a loss. We jump on and off the wagon. For me, I usually stay on the wagon longer than some people. Maybe I'm more patient. Maybe I'm more optimistic. Because I've seen it so many times. We as fans and media pundits get all caught up in what happened just immediately now. It's recency bias. That's all it is. You don't look at the rest of the picture. Like you see Oklahoma look horrible against Iowa State, and you immediately say, and I kind of say it, that Oklahoma's not going to do anything in the playoffs. But you know what? That defense has been pretty god-awful the last couple years, and they made the playoff, and they got hot late in the year, and they did enough defensively to win. Who's to say Oklahoma can't do that again? Of course they can. Of course they can. But somehow we don't look back at history and we don't look back recently and we don't look and understand that there's NFL teams all the time that can be 10 games through the season at 5-5 and make a run in the playoffs or make the Super Bowl. We've seen it before. Teams barely get in. The Packers as a 6 seed barely got in and won the Super Bowl. The Pittsburgh Steelers were a 6 seed and were very fortunate, caught a break on the final game of the season, made it in as a 6 seed and won the Super Bowl. It happens, people. And this year, there is parity. The AFC, there's no dominant team. If you think Baltimore's dominant, they got punked by Cleveland. You think Baltimore fans were sitting there going, we're going to win the Super Bowl after they lost to Cleveland and gave up like 200 yards rushing? No, of course not. Every team's going to have a bad day. The Chiefs defense had a really bad day despite being on the field for 22 minutes. Special teams was god-awful. It was a game that the Chiefs absolutely just kicked to the curb and blew. But teams can overcome blowing a game. If you want to freak out about the Chiefs losing to Tennessee, let me put this in perspective. The New Orleans Saints just lost to a 1-7 team at home by 17 points.
Yes.
I mentioned the Ravens are best team in the AFC, I think, right now. They got punked by the Browns and got ran all over the place. We've seen the Packers get smoked by the Chargers who turned around and lost to the Raiders. You cannot tell me you've got this figured out. I don't have it figured out. Dusty doesn't have it figured out. Nobody has this thing figured out where you – watch, Seattle could turn around whoever they play next game and lay an egg. Seattle lost at home to Teddy Bridgewater. At home, they lost to a backup quarterback. Every team has, honestly, a bad loss or a bad night. I mean, New England got punked by Baltimore the other day. Now, Baltimore's a good team. San Francisco doesn't have a bad loss. They lost in overtime to a good team. I would say San Francisco and the Patriots are the only two teams without a bad loss. Everybody else has had a really bad day, including the Chiefs this Sunday. So all I'm just trying to tell everybody is, I understand being upset about the defense. I was yesterday, and I still am not happy about it. I'm not pleased with all the mistakes and the boneheaded plays and the penalties and special teams miscues. But I'm telling you, all of that can be fixed. You still have a month and a half till the playoffs. Now, you're assuming the Chiefs make the playoffs, which I am. I think they'll be in the playoffs. But perhaps they won't make it. Maybe you're Debbie Downer and you said the Chiefs are toast and then you won't even make the playoffs. And you might end up being right. Maybe Fisher comes back and he hurt again. You got to go back to Cam Irving. Tardif comes back, he gets hurt. Mahomes isn't himself the rest of the way. The defense continues to just be bad. That all could happen. But I'm going to look at the Chiefs and what they've done in previous years. They typically end pretty strong under Andy Reid. They usually have a lull about this time. Remember that one year they were 6-0 or something? Or I don't know what the record was. They lost 5 of 6, and they suddenly were 6-5, and they were in trouble. And then they won, I think, their last 5 games to make the playoffs, or 4 of the last 5. They've done this before, where they struggle, have a few tough games, and then late in the year, they tend to put some things together. Then in the playoffs, it's just a matter of not choking, which last year they did not choke. They have many times before. So yeah. I'm just more optimistic and not jumping off the wagon. Do I need proof to believe fully in my heart that they're going to make it to the Super Bowl? Well, sure. But I'm not going to sit here and say, this team will not make the Super Bowl. This team will not go deep in the playoffs. I cannot say that right now because it's only 10. I know I say only 10 games. There's still a month and a half left in the season, people.
Yeah, I don't disagree with anything you're saying there. And my point was that there's no level of consistency with this team right now with all the mistakes that they make. And this is not just a Tennessee game. This has been going on all year with all the penalties. I mean, they were the most penalized team last year, too, and they did the good things, I guess. So, yeah, I guess you can take that part for your argument, too. But
Do you know how many penalties the Chiefs had collectively between the Packer and Viking game combined? You know how many penalties the Chiefs had?
I don't remember.
7.
Yeah.
Total. In 2 games. So they can clean it up.
Sure,
they've done it.
Sure, they can, yeah. Right. But, I mean, it's just consistency.
I'm just saying they haven't had tons of penalties every game.
Yeah.
But so they've proven they can fix it.
And then I mean, the consistency is what I'm looking for, and it's just not there.
Sure.
And it seems like a lot of games they have an untimely turnover that really hurts them. That can be fixed. I get it.
Well, it's a fumble because there's only been one interception thrown all year.
Exactly, yeah. Fumbles by LeSean McCoy or Damian Williams or whoever it is.
Right.
You know, that
Watkins.
Sammy Watkins, exactly. I mean, they put the ball on the ground
17
all day
fumbles.
Against the
17
the
fumbles, 18 all of last season, 17 this year.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right.
So that can be cleaned up. That vibe feels different for me this year is what I'm saying.
Right. But I think
it's not impossible for them to fix it and clean it up.
Right.
Because right now, that's why I said yesterday, I said, they got to show me some things, I'll get back on it.
Right.
But right now, this is not a team that's going to contend for a Super Bowl, I don't feel.
But after the Viking game, you would have said, yes, they are. Wouldn't you?
Yeah, I mean, but
so,
it's still one game.
So you tell me not to react to one game.
Right, I don't know if I would have. I don't know if I would have even after the Vikings game. Because if you tell me not to overreact,
were you on the wagon after the Viking game? So you just jumped off the wagon after one bad game.
No, I'm talking about consistency.
I know, but were you on the wagon after the Viking game?
I don't know. Okay. I don't really feel even after the Viking game that I would have said, especially with Matt Moore, because we didn't know about Patrick Mahomes, so definitely no, I wasn't. Matt Moore at quarterback.
So let me ask you the question. When did you jump off the wagon? If it wasn't this game and it wasn't the Viking game, what week was it that you were just like, I've seen enough, I'm off the wagon for now?
Honestly, I don't really know.
Okay.
If I can answer that.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it's just consistent. As it goes on through the season, there's just been a different vibe for this group. Maybe it was...
You jumped off after the Colts-Texans back-to-back home losses? Is that when you jumped
off
the wagon?
Yeah. I mean,
okay,
it's just
that was
it felt different.
6 games into the season?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, you're entitled to do that. I'm not saying you
can't. And I'm not saying that I don't think this team's good enough to make the playoffs.
Right.
I just don't feel if they don't get a first-round bye,
right.
It's hard for me to believe the way that they're playing right now.
No, and I agree with
they're
you.
They're going to win 3 games and make it to the Super Bowl.
I agree with
that's
you.
That's for me. That's where I'm right
I agree
right
with
now.
You. I'm just
and I'm not,
not
saying it's not impossible for them
sure.
to fix some things.
Right.
Get these guys healthy and then regroup and do it.
Right.
I'm not saying that's impossible.
I'm just saying I guess the point is I'm more optimistic than you are.
Sure.
Because you've already jumped off the wagon. I'm staying on. I'm staying on, and I'm going to enjoy it if the Chiefs figure this out. And then I'll be like, oh, come on back on. I've been here keeping your seat warm. I'll come back on. I just look at what happened last year, and I know last year was last year. And
it felt different for me last year, too, that they had – because, I mean, you know, Mahomes was healthy the whole year, and they were just rolling.
Right.
I mean, they were just playing so well offensively.
But here's the thing.
They weren't making quite as many mistakes. They were making the penalties, but not the mistakes that we've seen.
But here's the thing. The Chiefs making all these mistakes and everything else, and they still scored 32 the other day. you know, that's the thing that gives me hope is that this offense, honestly, I don't think the Chiefs offense has played a great full game all year long. They had a great second quarter in Oakland, but they haven't put it together. That's why I have hope that they have plenty of time to figure it out. And once this offense puts it together, oh, my Lord.
It can be scary,
and
for sure.
And that might not even matter how bad the defense is.
Exactly. That's what we saw last year so many times. Right. But we're just not seeing that.
Yeah, I know. Right. But I'm saying they can do it. I've seen them do it, and I think they can. I think the reason they haven't is because they haven't been healthy.
And I agree with that.
Yeah. So I'm on the wagon yet. I'm staying on the wagon. I want everybody to know I'm still on the wagon. I'm going to grab Dusty along the way. Dusty's running along the wagon. He's nearby, ready to jump on. I'll help him back.
I'm not, like, running into the river.
No, you're not. You're not jumping off a cliff.
I'm still right here, and I always will be. I'm never a guy that's going to say I'm just off of it.
Right.
It's not going to happen. I'm just done.
Yeah.
I'm. That's not in my nature.
You're off the wagon, but you're running nearby. You're not jumping off a cliff.
Yes.
Okay, good. Because some Chiefs fans are.
Oh, yeah, and those people are just ridiculous to me. I think any fan base that's like that is kind of, you're overreacting. I'm not overreacting saying this team is just cooked and finished to do anything.
No, especially when you probably, even if you're not great the rest of the way, still probably win the division, then you're in the tournament, then anything can happen. Emmanuel Ogba is out for the season, defensive end. He's played well as late. He actually leads the team in sacks. He's out for the season, a torn pec. That's a blow to the defense, although I think he's not a superstar, so I think they'll be all right without Ogba. They were fine without Chris Jones for a couple games, to be quite honest with you, even though Chris Jones does some good things and has looked good when he's come back. We mentioned Seattle wins last night over San Francisco, no undefeated team left in the National Football League. Do you think the Chiefs, excuse me, do you think the Chiefs need to adjust their offense to cover for their defense? And here's what I mean by that. I see all these teams going up to the Chiefs, and it's fourth down and two, fourth down and three, and they don't hesitate. They go for it. Isn't it time that the Chiefs do the same exact thing? Here's what I mean. I'm getting tired of Andy Reid on fourth and two, fourth and three, hee-haw around about whether or not to go for it or not, or end up settling for three. If you have the best offense in football, which technically I don't think they are right now, but they are certainly one of the most explosive, And I know Andy wants to take his 3 points, but the way the Chiefs defense plays at times, three isn't good enough. And it obviously wasn't good enough the other day. I think Andy Reid needs to start taking a page out of John Harbaugh and other coaches. And I think a lot of coaches in the league need to start thinking ahead of the curve instead of behind it. This league is built on offense. The rules are built to help the offense. So when you have a fourth down and two, instead of settling for a 46-yard field goal, granted, they had a fourth and six after they lost 4 yards. But I think you got to be thinking there, two downs, win the game on third and two. Let's finish it. Don't put in my hands my defense. And if we don't get it, we don't get it. At least I gave my offense a chance to close the game. Okay? See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, you want to kick a 42-yarder and give you an eight-point lead, fine. But who's to say they weren't going to give up 8 points anyway? Touchdown, minute and a half to go. Touchdown, 2 point, you're going overtime anyway. I mean, the Chiefs, a lot of people said, well, they kicked the field goal to win the game. No, they don't. They kicked the field goal and make it. That's up eight, and the Titans had a minute and a half to go. Okay?
Yeah.
It's when they had the snap that they shouldn't have had. So I don't buy that at all. To me, the Chiefs' offense, in order to protect the defense, you know, what they did the other day is fine. Lots of time of possession. They ran the ball more. They had shorter passing game at times. I'm cool with all that. But when they get blown a fourth down and two, fourth down and three, I want this mentality. This is what I like to see. John Harbaugh and the Ravens, when it's fourth down and two, they're almost always going for it now because they got Lamar Jackson. And the Chiefs have the MVP of the league. You know, for crying out loud, you got Travis Kelce and Tyreek Hill and Sammy Watkins and even Damian Williams. You got Patrick Mahomes. I know he's not as mobile and they want to protect him. But I think the Chiefs have to think differently. I think Andy Reid has to think differently. I think he has to think because the reason teams go for it on fourth and two, fourth and three is why? Because the Chiefs offense is so explosive. But also they know the Chiefs defense isn't any good.
Yeah.
Okay. And so they think their offense is better than the Chiefs defense, right?
Yes.
Well, doesn't Andy Reid think his offense is better than any other defense in this league?
He should.
So to me, I think Andy Reid needs to start being more aggressive. It's fourth down and two, fourth down and three. You know what? We're not selling for a 47-yard field goal. Even if Butker can make it, fine. I don't care. I'm going to put the pressure on that defense, and I'm going to score seven instead of three. And that's why I'm still ticked off today about the settling for three before halftime twice this year. And I know Andy Reid's not going to change. He's going to keep doing it that way, and he's going to think, well, we take three here. We go up eight. We can still win the game. No, get the seven and win the game. I just think coaches nowadays are still way too conservative.
Well, Andy Reid's been doing this too long, too.
Yeah, he ain't going to change his stripes.
You know, it's...
I mean, he has gone for it at times.
He's been doing this since the early 90s as far as an assistant coordinator,
right,
you know?
Right,
and or even probably the late 80s. I don't know when he started at Green Bay. But,
yeah.
You know, he's been doing it for a long time, and I think it's hard for him to get out of that mind.
I think it is. And
some of these younger guys, it's not as hard.
But I will say Andy Reid, I think, has gone for it more since he had Patrick Mahomes. But I think he needs to go a step further.
Yeah.
I think teams are putting so much pressure on your defense, they go for it. Why don't you do the same thing to their defense? You have more weapons than they do. Now, granted, the Chiefs don't run the ball as well, and maybe that's what holds him back. But you got the MVP of the league. And I think Andy Reid and other coaches, not just Andy Reid, have to be more aggressive. On 4th-and-1, 4th-and-2, play the percentages. The percentages are teams can't stop you to get 10 yards on 4 downs. If you went for it every single time with a decent offense, just a decent offense, and you went for it every single time, 10 times in the game, I'll bet you get 6 of the 10. That's 60%. That's the difference between 7 and 3. I think teams need to go for it more, especially teams that have a great offense like the Chiefs do. And I do think teams need to go for 2 more often. You use the analytics. 2 is better than 1. And I don't know if you but here's the thing. When you start going for 2 early, you should go for 2 every time. You go for 2 and you don't get it. And you go for 2 and don't get it. And then you kick an extra point. Why? Go for 2. Law of averages again. Especially if you have a great offense. Maybe Andy Reid should start thinking about that a little bit. But I think it's more about you don't settle for a field goal on 4th-and-2. Even 4th-and-4. You know, don't settle for a 48-yard field goal. That's not a gimme. Go ahead and keep the pressure on them. The problem he's thinking is we don't get it. Then I put my defense in a bad spot. With this defense, most of the time, like the last couple of years, it doesn't matter if the defense has to defend. The other team starts at the 1 or the 40. It doesn't really matter, does it? So why not just keep going for it?
Yeah.
That's my feeling on it. New college football rankings are coming out tonight. The top 4, here's how I put it. I'd have LSU 1, Ohio State 2, Clemson 3, Georgia 4, Penn State 5, Alabama 6 is where I'd rank it, Oregon 7, Utah 8, Oklahoma 9, Auburn 10. Here's what I think's going to be, because that won't be it. I think it's going to be LSU, Ohio State, Clemson. I think Alabama stays in the top 4. Georgia moves up to 5. Oregon and Utah move up to 6-7. I think Penn State should still be ahead of Oklahoma, and I'd argue Penn State should be ahead of Oregon and Utah too, even though they lost to Minnesota. And I got Auburn at 10. What do you think? Top 4, you think it's going to be that way? LSU, Ohio State, Clemson, Alabama?
Yeah.
You agree with that?
Yeah. I'm not going to be surprised if Minnesota moves into the top 10 here either.
No, I don't. Yeah. I wouldn't either.
So I'll keep an eye. I'm interested to see where they land.
Yes, me too.
In this ranking.
How much did they move up? They were 17 last week. Can they move up in top 10 after one big win? They really haven't beaten anybody else, though. And here's the thing that's interesting. Clemson and Alabama, you know how many top 25, currently ranked top 25 teams Alabama and Clemson have beaten this year? You know how many?
Is it any?
It's 0.
I didn't think so.
K-State has
A&M was top 25 when they played them.
Right,
both
but not now. I'm not talking anymore. Currently ranked. K-State has more wins against the top 25 current teams than Alabama and Clemson combined.
Yeah.
With that win over Oklahoma. LSU has 4. That's why they should be number 1.
Oh, yeah.
Ohio State has 3, more than I thought. That's why they should be 2. And then Penn State has 1, I believe, or 2. I think 1. So if you look at it, Alabama and Clemson, everybody thinks is so great. Neither one has a top 25 victory, to their credit. And honestly, Clemson ain't going to get one the rest of the year until the playoffs.
Their conference isn't good.
Right, not good at all. All right, Major League Baseball Rookie of the Year, Pete Alonso. He gets it. How he wasn't unanimous is a joke. He had over 50 homers. Yordan Alvarez didn't even start the season in the bigs. He was unanimous. I'm confused. Not that it matters. Alvarez of the Astros, Alonso of the Mets, your rookies of the year. They're going to have the MVPs, they'll have the Cy Youngs, the Manager of the Years, and all that stuff coming out over the course of the next few days.